Leo joining.
Hey, Leo.
Hi.
Terry here.
Hey, Terry. Just reminding anyone who's on the line but not in the chat to join us in the chat.
Michael?
Hi, Rob.
Rob here, yeah. Quick question on the dates, okay, because we need to, if it were to be held at NIST, I think, I'm not sure we still have the rooms available, but I can ask my secretary to check.
Right, yeah, so we haven't...
Potential dates you're looking at?
Well, we haven't pinned down the dates. I guess that could be one of the items for discussion today. I mean, if we kept a... let's see here. I guess we could just, while we're waiting for everyone to join up and all materials here. Let's see.
Mike, I might be cut off for a few minutes or so, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm just looking at possible dates. So I guess let's see. Were we thinking of doing like a Monday, Tuesday, or a Thursday, Friday? I guess in the past we've done Thursday, Fridays.
Yes.
Or sometimes, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, and we do. Yeah, we just do 2 days. So. So, Ram, I guess the possible dates could be, you know, 2 consecutive days in the week of April 13th and 2 consecutive days in the week of April 20th.
Hello?
No, hello?
Michael, in terms of the dates, at least if you give us a week, I can ask Jan to look into the availability of the rooms then.
Right. Did you just hear me?
No.
Oh, so I said 2 consecutive days the week of April 13th.
April 13th?
13th.
Okay, that may be a little early, but anyway, let me...
And then 2 consecutive dates days in the week of April 20th. I mean, I suppose we could go as late as the week of April 27th.
So I'll tell Jan to look from 13th to
27th,
April 13th to end of April.
Yeah.
The Ontology Summit, Jan.
Yeah.
We need to look for rooms like... Remember the heritage room that we had? So if you can see 2 consecutive days.
Oh, I barely hear you, Ram.
No, he's talking to somebody else.
I'm talking to Jan here. So,
yeah.
So if you can say like.
Is this for, is this at NIST or is this at NSF?
Well, this would be for NIST because I haven't heard from NSF. George Strawn hasn't replied to any of my emails. So.
Oh, okay.
George Strawn is no longer there within
yeah.
the ITRD, so you won't
yeah.
get any reply. But. The other thing is that we can also pose it to, I don't know who is in charge of NITRID. But there's no harm in booking 2 rooms right now.
Yeah,
and then we
yeah.
can figure it out. When things happen, we can change it.
And Mr. Everybody has attended in the past and they know where to go.
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, having it at NITRID was the NSF offices were... extremely convenient being so close
yeah.
to the metro.
I agree too. It was a very convenient place
yeah.
and also a good location. So we will see. Let me check with Ernie to see whether
yeah
whether he can do it or not. But I'll shoot off an email today.
Okay, great.
Because I was looking for the dates before I do anything. So
thank you.
But in the meanwhile, we'll just reserve 2 rooms and see. If you can even do it, because things get booked very fast here. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Ken, are the slides posted somewhere?
Mike, can you put my name among attendees, please?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be editing the page afterwards. You're not in the chat. Okay. So I'll make sure you're on the list there. Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks.
Mike, I tried to click on your presentation, and it says it's not found on this server.
That's right. So Ken is just updating. It's not my presentation. It'll be Mark and Ram's presentation. But, yeah, Ken's just updating the page. Yeah, delete the chair, the 01 there. Excellent. Okay. All right. So we can get started then. Okay, so welcome, everyone. Today is December 11th, 2014, and this is the pre-launch session for Ontology Summit 2015. My name is Michael Gruninger, University of Toronto. I am the president of the International Association of Ontology and its Applications, and by tradition, I am one of the co-chairs for Ontology Summit 2015, and I will be facilitating today's meeting. I posted in the chat, so if people are not yet on the chat, there is a link on the meeting page, the in-session chat room at soaphub.org. Please join us in the chat because a lot of information is posted and discussed there. So you can, at the top of the chat window, you can see the agenda. I will say a few brief words for overview and introduction, and then hand it off to Ram Sriram and Mark Underwood, who have put together some slides that will give some idea of the theme and potential tracks for this year's summit. After that, it will be an open discussion in which we will focus in and try to identify exactly which tracks and topics that we want to be covered in this year's Ontology Summit. So this will be kind of using the material from Ram and Mark's slides, and then from there identifying again what were the exact tracks. After that discussion, where we identify what the tracks will be, we will briefly discuss nominating people to be what are called the track co-champions. And at that point of the meeting, I'll give some overview for people who are new to the Ontology Summit, how that will be organized. And then we'll wrap up with what action items we have and some idea of setting some times for meeting of the organizing committee and starting to at least set the date for the kickoff meeting for Ontology Summit 2015. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, good. So that noise went away there. Okay. Just a moment here. I'm just looking for the other phone control. Okay. Sorry for that. Okay, so as we have discussed over the past few meetings, so I'm just getting a little bit of feedback here, so I am going to mute everyone. Okay, so I've just muted everyone, and I will unmute people later. But in the meantime, *7 on your keypad will unmute you if you have any questions. And also, if you look at the bottom part of the chat window, there is a little hand. If you click on that hand, so there, I just clicked on my hand, and I can that will put you in the queue to ask questions. Okay, so as I said at the beginning, this over the past few meetings, we have identified this year's theme as the Internet of Things towards smart networked systems and societies. And this is a quite exciting topic. If you go to the meeting page, Mark Underwood has posted some notes, and Mark and Ram will be putting all that together in their presentation. And some of the potential tracks that have been identified are also on the meeting page, and we'll be hearing about that a little in a few minutes. And so the idea with this year's summit is to really kind of make an impact on a new and emerging area, the Internet of Things, where we believe that ontologies will be able to play a critical role. And one of the things that has excited me about this particular topic has been the idea of looking at some of the major kind of intended applications of ontologies, the idea of having shareable, reusable forms of knowledge. And in a lot of cases in the past, a lot of the idea of using ontologies for interoperability, so this idea of shareability among different systems through the use of ontologies, has often been sort of restricted to the idea of people doing interoperability of different software systems or interoperability of databases. And this has typically been kind of a rather closed sort of environment. And the argument being, though, that ontologies can, say, reduce the number of translators from order n squared down to order n. But, until you get to, n equals to five systems, we're not seeing a clear advantage. And so one of the really exciting things about this year's topic with the Internet of Things has been that this is an area where the idea of interoperability and dynamic interoperability is essential. It's not just a luxury. There's an urgency to have this kind of more dynamic semantic interoperability. And so I think this will really be a very interesting domain to examine the ontologies that people are building, to look at the techniques that people are using for implementing ontologies, to look at different ways of evaluating ontologies in this context, and other kinds of domains. And so I say this is going to be really exciting, and I'm going to hand it over to Mark and Ron, and they'll give a presentation over some of the potential tracks that they've identified. And now typically we have about four tracks or so within the Ontology Summit. Typically what happens is the Ontology Summit is this very unique kind of event where it's a kind of a virtual forum for the course of 3 months or so, culminating in a face-to-face symposium. And so the idea is that starting in January, every Thursday at this time, there will be a different set of presentations. And the idea is that these tracks are topics that will serve as a kind of a focus for the different kinds of presentations that will be showcased in that particular session. And we typically allow enough time for two sessions for each track over the course of the time between January and April. And it's over this period of time that kind of all the discussion takes place. And coming out of that, we will be putting together what we call the communique, which summarizes and synthesizes all of the different discussions that have taken place over the course of the summit. And any particular session, like I say, is devoted to the topic that's the focus for a particular track. And this can take many different forms. It can be panel discussions. It can be different kinds of presentations. So it's often we'll have maybe 3 to 4 presentations during the 2-hour slot of the session. And from all of that will come the material that we will synthesize within the communique. And then we bring all that together into the face-to-face symposium, which will be in April. So I will just turn it over now to Ram and Mark. There's no shared screen today, so people can go to the meeting page and download the slides and follow concurrently.
Okay, Mark, this is Ram here. Are you there, Mark?
I unmuted everyone, so.
Okay, so I unmuted myself, so I guess, Mark, you got to unmute yourself. Star 7.
I'm here.
Okay, good. So how do you want to do this? Here is what I'm going to do, okay, if that's okay with you. So maybe just start this off with a few comments.
Yeah.
And then maybe I will go to the best of my knowledge on these things. For every track, I'll just put the slide up, and then both of us can talk about it. Okay?
That's good. Yep. Comments that I added on, you'll see in the notes at the bottom.
The notes, okay, that's great. And the comments are also there in terms of There was actually a lot of conversations which went on the Ontolog forum, I guess, on this thing, on the topic. I don't know whether anyone has summarized that or not, but I have not.
Nor did I.
So, yeah, I wanted to look at it, but I couldn't find it yesterday because there's some problem with my email. The thing is, I think Michael already pointed it out, that there's this whole IoT is gaining increasing popularity right now, and also the software, the social networks are being used quite a lot. So we are kind of combining these things, and that's where the controversy a little bit was in terms of naming Internet of Everything versus Smart Network Systems and Societies. But I'm not so sure, not worried about this name at this stage, unless someone wants, I don't know what you want to call this, I think a lot of traffic on that Ontolog forum was to deal with this semantics of IOE. Okay. So anyway, the key point here is that the ontologies are going to play a significant role, and we want to kind of identify the contributor communities for that. Mark, do you have anything on the contributors here? Like, I think you had a note there which said that equals standards, developers, systems, protocols, so on and so forth.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, I added the last bullet on this slide. The slides are numbered. This is slide two. The bullet I added here was just to say that one of the themes is to identify other communities that might think they're not involved in ontology work, but actually are. They just don't identify themselves as that, and that might be a theme that we try to chase down.
Yeah, that's a good point. And here is, these are the potential tracks that was put forward last time. Track one, and then what we're going to do is to go through these tracks and see what.
You're on slide three now, right?
Pardon, yeah, we're on slide three. Sorry.
Yeah, so name the slide as you're going through.
Yeah, slide three. Let's go to slide four. Mark, can you talk on this, slide four?
Okay, sure. I added this because I thought we might have some overarching considerations that could frame, maybe improve the quality of the work that the individual contributors, engage in to produce this. So this is just suggestion work, but in the previous call that we had, we talked about artifacts, and I thought there was some help for a conversation around that. Maybe we could identify some artifact production or at least citations that we'd like the presenters to address when they introduce the topics. It was also mentioned that a lot of good work has been done in past Ontolog summits, and that there might be, we might try to ask people to explicitly connect to some of that work, as well as the academic work and maybe even some abandoned projects that might be relevant to them. And my only response, I think, to some of the dialogue that went on the listserv on the subject of IOE and IoT would be that we could have a minority report sort of sub-theme that when people make presentations, they could say this is the what we think is the dominant way of approaching this, but there's a minority view, and so we could systematize the presentation of alternative views of that. So that's just a thought. I thought we might, if there is a way to do it, to encourage people to make framework-oriented standards for presenting it. I don't know what that is exactly, but one of the issues I think with the TAS summit was maybe the it was pretty jarring to go from presentation to presentation. So if we had an outline or some ontology of ontologies or, maybe just bullets to organize the individual presentations, that might gather the loose pieces together across the presentations. And then lastly, in this conversation today, maybe address what visualizations and artifacts we want to have at the end of the summit that would make these individual sessions more valuable.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And then going to slide five is the first track that is essentially starting the whole process in terms of the overall vision. We're looking into speakers for motivation, some example, and what kinds of ontological issues that could potentially arise with such a networked environment of Internet of Things and social networks. So I'm going to pause here and now get comments on that. In terms of Mark here at the comment saying that should we seek out a high-profile keynoter? Yeah, that's one of the points that we could make there, saying that yes, we could start the whole process with a high-profile keynoter.
Well, no, actually, Ram, I think what we want to do is maybe kind of go through. You can introduce all the different tracks.
All the things that you want to do track by track.
Yeah, because I think one of the discussions here is eight tracks is going to be too many.
Yeah.
And so we need to kind of focus in on what are the four, or maybe potentially five tracks that we would have.
Oh, that's no problem. Okay.
So I think what we can maybe do is just go through all of the different tracks.
Yeah.
And then what we can do is have some open discussion on which tracks we want to have. And then we can kind of move on to other aspects of the summit.
Okay, good idea. So track two is this one came about because there's
slide
a whole, pardon, this is slide six, track two. This notion came into picture because there's a lot of work already going on in terms of sensor networks, a lot of standards on sensors networks. And really, we are going beyond this sensor network to multimodal ontologies. It's just not pure sensors, but there's a lot of other things going on around here. So that's this talk about, and there are some bullets which kind of describes what this is about. So maybe, Michael, we can go fast on this, what these tracks are, and then come back to it? Or do you want to go to...
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Like, just give people enough information about what the proposed tracks are, and then we can have open discussion on where to go next.
And the track three, which is big data and ontologies, and because when you talk about this whole notion of the Internet of Everything, you have a lots and lots of data that being generated through both spatially, temporally, and spatially and temporally, sorry, in terms of time and space. So I think this big data with respect to this thing is very important. But then there is a notion of this whole thing was a theme for last summit, big data and ontologies. And the reason why this track is there is to at least review the last year's summit. And then we talk about any new progress from last year from now and talk about some of the success stories, recent software developments, and there are other issues which are less popular but have not been discussed in the past. And should we discuss this? The fourth A is page number eight. The track four was divided into two parts last time, A and B, and both of them are to deal with the development, the life cycle of ontological developments. So they were divided into track 4A, which talks about supporting development of domain-specific ontologies, and track 4B on page nine talks about what are the software development life cycle challenges for this. They are kind of related, but they're the reason why they were put as two topics is both of them could fill a panel. Track five, I'm going to let Mark talk about this, decision making in different domains.
Okay. There's a lot of existing commercial activity and venture funding on the decision support side that's sort of spun out of traditional business intelligence. So this track was going to focus on data science and mining work and what's happening with big data and cloud analytics that is being transformed by traffic coming from the Internet of Things and the smart cities work. Probably the best use case for that is clinical support decision systems, but there are a lot of issues around this having to do with tolerance for error and interactive refinement of ontologies and trying to accommodate multiple approaches to problem solving. There's some specific issues around big data for decision making that's probably new, hasn't been covered much in the past.
Dave,
that was slide 10.
Slide 11, track 6, related ontologies and synergies for developing IOE ontologies. Because there's a lot of work, a lot of standards, which some are actually being developed in the ontological world, some of them are being developed.
You are now muted.
There are a lot of standards organizations which we can get people from each one of these organizations to talk about what's happening within their respective organizations, like ISO, IEC, IUTC, all kinds of things are there. Then track 7 is essentially case studies here, examples from various domains, manufacturing, healthcare. We have identified a few domains around here, but I guess we can go into other domains. Track 8 is, you know, what is the state of the art in terms of where do you get money for doing this kind of research? And we can get a panel of people from various government agencies like NSF, DARPA, NIST, HHS, and so on. And they can talk about what kind of things that they are interested in terms of directions and funding. Then we have track 9. Mark, you want to talk about this thing?
Yeah, I thought since we had the theme of network systems and societies, we actually didn't have a track that addressed that. So working opposite to Michael's goal of trying to end up with fewer, I went the other direction. Sorry about that. But I thought we better have a track that called out the socialization aspect of this. And I know from the security and privacy area that the data aggregation and identification of these sub-societies and social networks, and we don't just mean Facebook here, but domain-specific kinds of things, it's sort of an emerging research area, so we might want to call this out as a separate thing. I can think of other tracks we could merge this into, but I thought we needed a slide to call it out anyway.
Okay, so I guess that covers the track ideas.
And then Michael, there is a couple of slides after that, which says 15 buddies from the World Symposium. So it says summit URL and things like that, so you don't need to worry about that. It came from there.
Yeah, okay. You better take that off next time. Okay. Right, so that is an overview of the potential tracks that Ram and Mark have proposed. So just first of all, do people have any questions about anything that Ram and Mark just presented? And then I want to kind of go into the discussion. So there's two questions here. One is from Robbie, and the other is from Leo. Go ahead, Robbie.
Oh, I was just thinking that some of these tracks could be moved into more general selective attendees.
Right. I just want to kind of just do a round of are there any specific questions, like clarification questions for Ram and Mark? And then we can go into, because that's exactly the discussion I think that we want to address in the discussion, is, you know, potentially combining some of these tracks together. So the question from Leo was on one of the slides, there's the acronym SDLC. So the question is, what is that an acronym for?
Software Development Lifecycle, SDLC. What someone put. I put it on the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a couple others that weren't expanded, but I assume like domain-specific language, DSL, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe ontologized or ontology for domain-specific language?
ODSL.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was it. I made that one up. Sorry.
But what is it, though?
Oh, well, inside, it's a subfield inside domain-specific languages. It's the people worry about the ontology piece of it. There actually are DSLs without ontologies. It seems kind of silly, but...
No, I know. I mean, typically that's the case, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
DSL being for decision support language?
No, domain-specific language.
Oh, domain
specific. Any other kind of clarification questions for Ram and Mark? Okay, so the next thing I think we want to do, though, is try to kind of then do some evaluation on these.
Okay, Michael?
Yeah.
We got light now. Unfortunately, only dates that the consecutive dates which are available at NIST is April 30th and May 1st. So we may be booking that room.
Okay.
Right now, and then we'll see. We can. I've also sent email to NITRD to see what the situation is.
Okay. Okay, that can possibly work then.
Thank you.
Okay, so just a few comments. I'll start off the comment section here. So I think the idea of having the industry government panel on research funding, I think it's definitely something we want to cover in the overall summit, but that might be something that's best for the symposium, the face-to-face symposium, as opposed to maybe during the virtual part of the summit. The idea maybe being during the virtual part of the summit, we can be looking at other content issues that way, and maybe save that for the symposium.
That's fine. I think that's a good idea. We just put it there. We just put it placeholders. I think that potentially we can think about it during the summit time.
The symposium. Yeah.
Sorry, during the symposium time. Now, the only reason I put it that time was because what happens is that the people who come to the symposium are about 30 to 40 generally, whereas people who are on this on the virtual symposium or whatever we call them, there are much more in number, like generally anywhere between 60 to 100 people land up there. But that's okay. It doesn't. You are right in a way, because if you're looking for the time thing, if you want to remove something, we could remove that.
Well, I guess once we put together the big master schedule, we can see. I guess we can see where if there is time. I guess so. If time allows in the overall summit schedule, we could include a virtual. Session. There's a question too in the chat from Torsten Hammond. What is meant by multimodal in track two?
Yeah, multimodal is more to deal with text, like the information you get from Twitter, social networking, Facebook, audio, video, pictures, all kinds of things. It's not like a single mode, multi-mode.
Okay.
So you have multiple ways which people communicate with one another, devices communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Some devices, like the video cameras in the Boston Marathon case, information was coming from the video cameras. And
right.
Also at the same time, people were tweeting and things like that. So this is what multimodal is all about.
Right.
And it's a variety problem in big data, really. Okay.
So I guess, would there be, I guess when you're talking about, so track two, beyond semantic sensor network ontology to multimodal ontologies, you still are, like in the scope of this track would be this idea of the relationship between sensors, in a sense, this idea of maybe, going from sensor data to knowledge sorts of ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Because there's already a whole body of standards and things that are in the sensor network. I think there's something called the sensor network ontologies. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But someone mentioned that last time.
Mm-hmm. Leo, you have a question?
Yes, if it's not too early here. I for one thing, I would eliminate the big data tracks, and simply because we addressed that last year. Now, there's portions of that we could combine into a different track. So, for example, track three is big data and ontologies. We've largely covered that. I don't want to, weaken our current theme here. And then there's track five, decision making. I think that's still important, decision making in different domains. I would eliminate the big data aspects of it, or at least it's not as significant here for our purposes. Even though you can think of Internet of Things as generating a whole lot of big data. I would eliminate the big data. But maybe keep decision making in, you know, different domains of Internet of Things.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. So, Leo, could you just type that into the chat?
I'll type that in there.
Terry, go ahead.
I put a note on the chat. It sounded like Gary thought we had settled on the end of April, the 1st of May.
No. So let's leave that discussion for the end of today, the date discussion.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. So somebody tell Gary we're not settled yet. In the chat, Gary said he had, and we had. So just want to make sure.
Okay. Okay, so continuing on the discussion of the track topics, which is what we're discussing right now. Gary, your comment here about the relationship between track 4 and track 6, could you elaborate on that? Gary, are you on the call? Or
You need to put *7 to unmute. I see Gary on the chat, but
okay, so *7 to unmute. Just to elaborate on your point, your comment about the relationship between track 4 and 6. So we can see his point there the two tracks have substantial overlap on ontology development. And I think, let's see, so, yeah, so Ram and Mark, so how did you see the idea, both are talking about developing ontologies, but it seemed like track 6 was kind of focusing on some related standards. So what you see, you kind of saw track 4 as being kind of more looking at the domains themselves, whereas track 6 is kind of bringing in existing work with standards.
The track, the reason why there are two different tracks is track 4. This is actually one of the things that I like to point out is these things were, some of these tracks were as a result of the call that we had last month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not have even come up with this thing. Someone might have come up. I don't know who came up with it. But in any case, the idea behind these tracks 4 involves more in terms of development of ontologies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole software development lifecycle and things like that. It's more involved in terms of the development process. The 6 is more in terms of
I see specifically here the mapping from data models to ontologies.
Ravi, in terms of the standards, okay, because a lot of people are developing. A lot of organizations are developing standards in this area. So we will need to know exactly what is happening on that. Unless the community knows, everyone knows what's going on, it's a different thing, but I doubt very much.
The major one I'm familiar with is relating to OWL, but...
No, that OWL is a different thing, but like, for example, the sensor ontologies, people are doing it. There's an Internet of Things organization. There are a couple of organizations which only deal Internet of Things, and they're developing their own ontologies. There is another ISO committee which is developing its own things for it. So there's a lot of people working on this thing. It's not that it's not no one is working.
Oh, so I see. So when you're talking in track 6 title, the word developing is not meant to be a verb. It's meant to be synonym with, say, emerging.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry. Maybe that needs to be worded.
Okay.
Torsi?
I think 4 and 6 can be combined, Ram.
I'm not sure, but I think they're two different things. But anyway, if you want...
I agree with Ram. I think that these are...
Because 4 has, in fact, 4A, 4B. 4A and 4B will need to be combined.
Yeah, but I definitely see track 6 as being distinct that way. Torsten, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just one clarification about the track 2 and 4A and B. So is track 2 supposed to be about ontologies, about sensor systems in general, and 4 more about specific domains, specific applications? Like ontologies for specific applications, or do I misinterpret that?
Track 2 really is trying to say that there is more to IOE than sensor on network ontologies. We're just providing a case for it at this stage.
Mm-hmm. And then
building on kind of new generation of sensor network ontologies.
I mean, it's just that like right now people talk about the sensor network ontologies and they think that is what IoT, IOE is all about. But we're trying to show that no. This is just only going to make the panel members here are going to make a case that it's beyond that. That's all. They're not going to tell how to develop these ontologies, all those things. They're not going to say anything about it.
So you're saying that track two is about specific ontologies, whereas track 4 is more focusing in on methodologies for designing?
Yeah. Methodologies, okay. Yeah. Track 4 is to deal more with methodology, and track 2 is to provide more with a case with some user case studies or
specific ontologies, like specific content. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because then I saw track 7 actually. So actually, Torsten had another comment about cross cutting, which is always a big thing that happens within the summit meetings. Like, how do we slice and dice everything? So it definitely seems like track 7 is kind of cross-cutting. It seems like every single track would be kind of backed up by case studies. Or did you guys see really like a whole track just on case studies? Because that might, I'm not sure how that might fly. It might make more sense to say with any given track, kind of a track, what would the case studies be, you know, so in track 2, if you're looking at specific ontology, to look at a case study from healthcare, to look at how you can go beyond sensor network, et cetera, things like that. Do you see track 7 as kind of standing alone, or do you see it more as being cross-cutting?
Well, the track 7 is there because in case you have time, you could always get in an extra set of panelists on this thing, that's all. Because there are two ways of looking at it. One is either you open with case studies or you close with case studies.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the case studies we are going to open, but are there any more than what we have not covered?
Right, but I'm not sure I can see an entire track just on case studies.
I mean, not need not be, but we can, yeah. So, depending on what kind of time we have.
Yeah.
This might be one of those things that's different for the face-to-face meeting compared to the ongoing meetings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so Torsten also had a comment about track 1 also seemed to be cross-cutting in the sense of those issues, like the vision of Internet of Things, ontology integration. I mean, did you really mean that to be the vision? Because in a sense, that's kind of what the whole idea of the summit is supposed to be, is to come up with that vision. Or do you see that track as being focused in on kind of emphasizing the notion of integration? So whereas track 2 is focusing on content, track 4 is emphasizing methodologies for development of ontologies, track 6 is looking at standards, tracks 1 and 5 are kind of looking at applications, so either integration or decision support. Is that kind of how you saw it?
I guess so. I think it's a good idea what you just pointed out in terms of this, each of the tracks, what is the theme?
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. What are we trying to address?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's you kind of summarized it, I guess.
I think there's a number of groupings that would work here, and we could reduce the number of tracks by identifying which things are going to be intentionally cross-cutting and, you know, ask the presenters to address those issues and just, you know, and let those topics emerge from the individual tracks.
Well, so here's a proposal. I'm keeping the same numbers. I just chopped stuff out. But so track one being ontology integration in the Internet of Things, track two kind of, again, being focusing on the content, actual ontologies, track four, looking at either methodologies or as maybe Gary's proposing kind of the tool support for IoT ontologies. Then track five is looking at the role of decision-making, decision support, and then track six, which is, you know, again, as I kept the same numbering, we actually have five tracks here, but the final track looking at related standards and synergies for emerging IoT ontology. So looking at this, what things are being developed by different standards groups and how that could be related to ontologies. Yeah, Rami, that, Rob, yeah, it's just what I just posted, except I didn't change the numbers.
So there's five tracks now?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. But is, should we have a wrap-up track of everything?
A wrap-up track?
Yeah, but in terms of, like, once you've done all these things, so how does everything fit together?
Well, that's usually what we have as a synthesis session. We have two different synthesis sessions during the summit.
Okay.
So two questions, one from Leo and then one from Torsten.
No, I was just going to comment that we provide a synthesis every year, so we don't really need that. And a thing that people should remember is that, you know, with four, maybe five tracks, we have at most two sessions per track, simply because we do have one or two synthesis sessions throughout the Ontology Summit, and we also probably will have one or two communique sessions that are focused mostly on an early version draft of the communique and then a final one.
Okay, so yeah, maybe I could, we can put together a little master schedule here. Torsten, you had a question.
Yes, I already posted one suggestion in the chat room. It was one topic that I came across that I've been working recently, and I think there's a lot of previous work on kind of the ontologies for data models, for databases, like how to design ontologies from existing data and vice versa, which is really applicable to the Internet of Things as well, because we have a lot of different data that is maybe not a traditional database, but Hadoop or something like data streams where the same things come up. And I'm not sure how that would currently fit in the five tracks. So you might want to expand the scope of maybe track two or four.
I kind of saw sensor network data to knowledge and back kind of being in the scope of track two, but I'll let other people comment there too.
Of course, track two is a big scope, Ravi here, but I think parts of this would go in track two.
I mean, one suggestion would be to just kind of rename track two to something like Beyond Semantic Sensor Network Ontologies.
That's all, yeah. I agree on that. You don't need to say multimodal ontologies there.
Mm-hmm.
We can take it out, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Sriram.
Terry and then Steve Ray.
This is Terry. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
It's just a nit, but the last chart, the last presentation page, I think the title is wrong. It's talking about the 2015 summit, but what it really is a retrospective on 2014.
No, Ron forgot to cut that out. He reused last year's slide template and forgot to cut that page out.
Oh, so that page shouldn't exist at all. Okay, never mind.
No. Go ahead, Steve.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just actually just going to substantiate the track two decision you just made, because the W3C ontology on semantic sensor networks actually goes into most of its attention is the modeling the migration, if you like, from an event, if you like, a physical phenomenon, and the measurement of that physical phenomenon, and then moving into the semantic space. So it's actually, if people are going to talk about the W3C activity, that talks very much, I think, about this migration from data to knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well covered.
And I would think that that kind of effort would definitely be in the scope of the related standards and synergies track, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's good. That'll work. Okay.
And then, Andrea, you had a comment. If you want to expand on your comment about track five. Star 7 to unmute in case you muted yourself.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I was muted. I think you muted me. My question, since we're talking, you know, in track 5 about decision making, and if you're talking about decision making in Internet of Things, you're talking about decision making across, you know, multiple sensors and information sources, then uncertainty and inconsistencies in data become important in that decision making. And I didn't know how broadly or narrowly we wanted to make track 5.
Well, I said in the chat, I think definitely reasoning or making decisions in the face of uncertainty and inconsistencies is definitely within that scope. I mean, another thing too is, I mean, we're just trying to come to some kind of consensus on what the overall track topic is. We're also going to be trying to nominate, track co-champions today, and those people would be, you know, kind of responsible then for elaborating that scope and making more explicit the kinds of topics that would be covered within that track. And so I could imagine that whoever's the track co-champion for that particular track on decision making would be saying, oh yeah, uncertainty and inconsistency is a big thing there, different kinds of reasoning, big topic there. So that's, you know, again, that'll be kind of our next step. So the idea being that in January, when we have our kickoff meeting, we'll get presentations from each of the track co-champions on exactly what is in the scope of their track and their plans for, you know, identifying upcoming topics, upcoming sessions.
Yeah, that was why I asked, because that actually makes it a lot more interesting, at least to me. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure, because it also expands the topic very broadly, which sometimes mm-hmm. makes for a good summit topic and sometimes doesn't.
So is there other comments then? So we have currently 5 tracks. So just, you know, again, kind of doing some brainstorming here. coming back to this track 4, the methodologies for supporting development of domain-specific IoT technology, I mean, we've talked about different methodologies for, like, ontology design in the past. Ontology evaluation was a previous summit topic. Even last year with big data, ontology reuse methodologies was a big track topic. You know, given that we sort of have some time constraints, as Leo said, we want to have 2 sessions for each track. And if we include the kickoff session and we include 2 synthesis sessions, and things like that, then having 5 tracks might not give us enough time for that. So if we were to reduce this even further, to distill all this down to 4 tracks, what would be lost if we did not have a track that was dealing with methodology? So again, this question for Ram and Mark. What did you see as being really critical about track four, either A or B, in terms of the methodologies? Like, did you see that there would be enough discussion that could come out of that, that there are methodologies distinct to Internet of Things ontologies that, say, have not been covered in previous summits dealing with methodology?
I think, this is Mark, I think I'm on the hook for this. I have a lot of trepidation claiming to know what went on in the previous summits. I can't really address that, but what I would be concerned about is, omitting is just this general work in DSLs, which is, I think, what is happening to do a lot of the current software development that's going on in the Internet of Things. And so I just thought it would be helpful for us to try to get ourselves in alignment, at least as observers of that work, and try to, you know, show where the ontology community could make contributions there. Maybe they should be changing design patterns. That's kind of my underlying thinking about this. But there's other ways to tackle this in reduced tracks, and that's just to offer some guidelines for the presenters to try to touch on those issues. And, it, you know, we have constraints in time and space for the topics. I think you could pick any one of these and then try to approach it as a cross-cutting effort instead.
Another possibility here too is if you feel like it would be a critical track or beneficial track, like Leo said, we've had this this approach where what we do is have two sessions for each track, but it's kind of always possible. You can, you know, modify that and say this particular track we'll just have one session because we don't want to skip over it. But at the same time, you know, the schedule might just allow for one. So that's another possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we could keep the track, and it could be the one where there's only one virtual session.
That would do it.
So other topics then. Other ideas. Are people comfortable then? We seem to be approaching some consensus on these five tracks. Oops.
Silence means agreement, I think.
Okay, so let's see here. So I'm just going to renumber these tracks then. So I'm just going to put them, these are renumbered and also incorporates some of the different wording. So the new numbering here, so track one would be ontology integration in Internet of Things. Track two would be beyond sensor network, semantic sensor network ontologies. Track three being the methodologies, track four, decision-making in different domains, track five, related standards and synergies. And then just as I'm pasting it in, Gary, I just saw your note there. So the possibility of attaching methodology to track six. So which is the new track five. So related standards and synergies. So the idea there being, let's just maybe just kind of expand this out. So in this new track five, this related standards and synergies, so we already have the, get some sense of the breadth that we have here. So possible topics for track five. So W3C work, ISO work, what other standards projects can people just say name off the top of their heads, other related standards work
Steve.
Is there anything in OMG that relates to that?
I did a quick literature survey. I did go back and find my notes. This is Steve Ray.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Steve. You might be.
But take me a few minutes. I keep talking. You can on me.
No, because what I'm just trying to get a sense of here is, so there's this proposal now that a few people are supporting, folding in the methodologies track with the related standards track, particularly given Mark's comment about, well, like, one of the reasons he wanted to introduce that was, you know, there's all this work being done in the software development lifecycle. And so that's sort of, I think people could interpret that as being a particular synergy from another area with ontologies. And so that sort of would fall into the scope. And so I'm just trying to get a sense of, since there'd be two sessions for that particular track, so one could be focusing on standards, the second session could be focusing in on synergies, and that's where you could discuss the methodologies. Is that something that would make sense?
Do you want to add a word like cross-domain to explain what kind of synergies you are talking?
Well, it's sort of, I think, in the implicit in the title, it's because it's all about related to other work. So, Mark, do you think you see that?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty flexible with this. I think we can find a way to, you know, solicit the right kind of content for this.
Okay, so let me just...
I mean, in the developer community, DSL is kind of the keyword for this. There might be another...
Okay, yeah, no, there. So you're right. So, but yeah, so domain-specific languages, you know, could definitely be... I could definitely see that being part of track four. Okay, so let's see here. New track proposal. Just back down to four tracks. Mm-hmm. And that fits in also with Leo's comment I just put track 1, 2, 3, 4 down. We're not going to necessarily do in that order, but just to give you a sense of what the schedule could be looking like. So the idea being we have the kickoff session on the 15th, and the kickoff session is where, like I said, what we do is today we want to identify these track the co-champions for each of these tracks. And at the kickoff, the different track co-champions would be presenting more detail on what they saw as the vision for their track. So the scope of the track, potential topics, proposed speakers for their two sessions. And that would be a general introduction. That'd be the official, again, kickoff of the whole thing. And then starting on the 22nd, we would have the different tracks and the synthesis. Now this finishes, so this gives each track has two sessions, and there's two different synthesis tracks, that kind of follow after each of the technical tracks. This leaves 2 weeks for communique discussion, and assuming that we have the actual symposium at the end of April, this would leave an extra week for, as Gary's pointing out here, for what in the past two summits we've called a hackathon session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. The hackathon, also one of the hackathon sessions we combined last year, I think maybe Synthesis 1, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we might still do that. You know, that's a shorter part that introduces the hackathon, and then later on, maybe more in detail right before the hackathon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also, I think the organizing committee has to decide also whether there will be a hackathon this year.
Yeah, we'd have to find people who are interested in, you know, participating and leading that. Yeah.
Ram, go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of the hackathons, I think one of the issues that we had last time was the relevance of the hackathon to the summit.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic of hackathon has to be related to the summit because it's just not, you know, developing ontologies or something like that.
Right.
So it's in this particular Internet of Things, that's where we are looking at the hackathon. Is it a feasible thing to do? Or in the spirit of hackathons, we just leave it there.
Yeah, that's a good question. Leo, go ahead.
It would definitely have to be related to the Internet of Things. So, you know, it might be something like we have these objects out here, or maybe these sensors. And what we want to do is combine them very quickly, build an ontology, et cetera. But the focus would have to be on the Internet of Things for the hackathon.
Yeah, and so I mean, this is kind of a tough thing because we have to sort of decide whether or not we want to have one, while at the same time not even knowing whether or not there will be enough support for it. I mean, if we don't have enough teams coming, proposing it, then I don't want to necessarily say it will happen. I mean, another option is that it's not really a topic for one of the virtual sessions, that it's actually something that we kind of, you know, have a call for during the summit. It happens kind of in parallel to the Thursday sessions, and then that gets reported on at the symposium, if we can actually pull it off. I mean, I can definitely see there could be a hackathon. I mean, I definitely see a lot of relevant topics. I can see a lot of interesting projects, but I cannot right now guarantee. I can give you a list of people and say, yeah, they'd be able to do a project for the hackathon and that's relevant to IoT. So it might be something that if we decide we do want to have it, it's something that would be done in parallel, which would be a little bit different. Like you said, in the past two summits, we've actually had a Thursday session devoted to it, but maybe we do something different this year. Okay, so if there's some consensus then on these four tracks that I posted 5 minutes ago, do we have any volunteers who could be the track co-champions for these tracks? And again, the track co-champions, their responsibility is to, for the kickoff session, to provide a short presentation on the scope of their track, the topics to be covered in their track. It includes the organization and facilitation of two separate virtual sessions, the Thursday sessions. So you would be identifying speakers, which can include yourselves. If you're a track co-champion, you can be a presenter in your own session. That's okay. But to identify the speakers and format for your session, it could be a panel, it could be presentations, it could be anything you like. But the idea would be that track co-champions are responsible for planning and pulling off and producing those two sessions related to the track.
Yeah, Michael, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yeah.
Ram here, yeah. Yeah, I can do the track one.
Okay, so
I'll be here for track two.
Before we actually identify you as a track co-champion, we also have to identify. So again, by some strange tradition, the president of IOA is one of the co-chairs for the summit, so that means me. But we have to find the second co-chair. So Mark, would you want to be the other co-chair, and then Ram can kind of be a track co-champion and potentially help?
Traditionally, what happens, Michael, is that wherever it's held, I'm generally the one of the symposium co-chairs.
Right.
Because you're the general co-chair and the symposium co-chair, then you have to find a second symposium
okay.
co-chair, which you try to find from the academics. That's what last
okay.
time we found
right.
Tim Finan. Either we can ask Tim again, or we can go find someone.
Right. Okay. So you don't want to be the summit co-chair, correct? So
generally, we are since it's held at NIST, I'm the symposium co-chair, not the overall
okay,
co-chair.
All right.
Overall
so,
co-chair is done by you and someone else. Okay.
Right. Okay. So Mark, would you like to be the co-chair for this summit? So you and I would then be kind of responsible for just doing the overall kind of like executive producers of the show here.
Sure. Sure. I'm not to bang my calendar. I just had a look at those dates that you posted up, and it looks okay.
Okay.
Another comment for Ram is that, Ram, if you do have the time, you could be both a symposium co-chair and a track co-champion.
Because the symposium co-chair is not really that much of a the main thing to do with the symposium co-chair is more in terms of organization, either at NIST or NITRD, one of them. So that
okay.
is the job of the symposium co-chair. So track co-chair is a little different. In terms of a track co-chair, you really have to get these people and get the whole thing organized. So.
Okay, so put you down for track one co-champion?
Yeah, Leo also has, I think, volunteered for that.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have track
one. I can
work
with Leo on that, yeah.
Yeah, I volunteered for either one, two, or three, so.
Okay, so we have that. Anybody for the other tracks? Torsten, would you be interested in track two?
Yes, I would be.
Okay.
Somebody joins me.
Yeah, it might be also useful, just a reminder, sorry to interrupt, but...
Yeah, please.
If for the co-champions that there's some continuity, in other words, one of the co-champions has experienced a ontology summit before to help guide the other co-champion or co-champions.
Steve, since you've done a lot of work with related standards, you said you did a bit of a literature survey. Would you be willing to co-champion track four?
Well, unfortunately, I have a bandwidth problem right now because I've got a couple of projects which may or may not happen. And if they all happen, then I'm going to be 150% busy. So I can't commit right now, but in the spring, possibly, and when I know what my spring is going to be like a little better, I might be able to jump in, but I can't right now, I'm afraid.
Okay. So, Gary, the methodologies topic is now subsumed by track four.
Otherwise, for track four, Michael, Steve, can you suggest someone? Because you've been in that area for some time, so.
Let's see. Wait, I'm trying to remember. Okay, related. On track four, you're saying?
Actually, what was the track you talked about, Michael, right now? The one was Beyond Sensor Network Ontology. Sorry, that's what. Track two, I think.
Oh. No, I was talking about track four. Related
track four, okay, track four, yeah. So you want to suggest someone, or one of the things I can do is that maybe check with Eric or someone here to the, whether they would like to champion that. And maybe I can talk to Eric Simon at NIST if no one is volunteers for that.
A possibility is somebody who's working in an ontology for one of these domain-specific languages, you know, like in the medical area or something like that, you know.
I
can imagine people who have that. There's probably more people working in domain-specific application ontologies in sensors or devices who could generalize rather than people just working in general.
Right. No, but again, we're looking at for the code champions. I think some
code champions.
You want to identify somebody like that to definitely give a presentation in that track. We're trying to
find
somebody who would be a track code champion.
Yeah, we could go out and get people to give talks about it. That's the thing. That's the key thing. And it's more like a management thing.
Yeah.
Getting the everyone organized there and things like that. So I could potentially suggest a name if no one is volunteers for it, Michael.
For a track
name to buy. I will send it to everyone. I have to think a little bit and send you the name today, later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Gary,
There might be folks who could not attend, like Matthew West, who might be interested in participating.
Mm-hmm. True.
We could either revisit some of the past track co-chairs and see, you know, who might not be on this call.
Well, because really all so far actually we have Rom and Leo for track one. We have Torsten and potentially Gary for track two. We have Andrea for track three. So we're really just looking for two people for track four.
Hmm.
Well, I can put it on the chat. This is Mark. I can do work on chat for, but we need to find somebody who's gone through one of these to collaborate with.
True.
We might query Matthew too about that. He's certainly gone through our summits. Or others. I mean, we haven't precluded three co-champions.
No, of course not. But we're short. So we need nominally one person for track four who can at least have something to say and have something to say by the kickoff session on January 15th. By then to identify who that other person is, so they can start help with the planning. For track four, let's see what we're here. Okay, so Mark has kind of volunteered for track four. Track four right now. So we can maybe, if we can't think of anybody else right now, that'd be good. Yeah, Mike Bennett for. So Andrew, you could ask Mike Bennett. That's a possibility for track three. What else do we got to do here? So we still need to identify one co-champion for track three and co-champion for track four. That's still open. And the other thing would be that all the track co-champions are kind of members of the organizing committee. And anybody else that wants to join the organizing committee. So we need to also schedule an organizing committee meeting.
does Rom, do you know who's taken George Strawn's place? Perhaps we could invite them.
Leo, again, Rom here. No. I do not have any idea. I think it's still in the limbo, but I sent an email to Ernie to find out. As soon as I get the email, I will let you know.
It's we'd probably want to invite them.
The problem is that George Strawn was passionate about this whole, about all ontologies. But a new guy, a new person who's come in, I'm not so sure. So I missed the meeting last this December because I was in San Francisco, so I did not meet whoever took over George Strong's position.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Frank Olkin is interested from NSF.
Frank Olkin, now the thing is that he is in the organization is not that high up, okay? He's a good guy. But in terms of you want someone really high up in the organization, I guess. Josh Strawn was the director of NITRD. So I don't know whether you're looking at that level or not. But Frank Olkin, mm-hmm. he is one of the program managers in one of the divisions there.
Right.
So, and again, it's left to you guys. I'm just giving you the
info
on what kind of person are you looking at.
So I think...
authority or not is a question.
Yeah. So I think what we need to do is... we need to find out, whether or not NITRD would be able to host the symposium, in which case the dates are flexible. If we go with NIST at the location, then the dates would be April 30th, May 1st.
Those are the availability of rooms. Unfortunately, we should have done this. I think next time around, we'll just put it anyway. These things get booked a year in advance, and then later on you can always change it. But anyway, we'll see what happens at NITRD, because at NSF, that room is a pretty good room at NSF. So, by the way, that room belongs... the thing is that NITRD is the one... they use NSF facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go through NITRD. We could potentially go through NSF also, but NITRD, it's easier to go through. Okay.
Finally, in the past, we've had support from NCORE, too, and maybe even, like Mark Muthan and their organization.
In what sense? Sorry.
As kind of like a co-organizer.
Oh, yeah, no. I sent the invitation out to everybody on the organizers. I never received a reply. I'm just talking about who would be able to have the location for the symposium. And say if NIST hosts the symposium, then the dates have to be April 30th and May 1st. If NITRD hosts the symposium, then the dates would depend on their availability.
Okay.
I certainly think Mike Mason should be contacted. I think he brings a complement of that healthcare domain. That's also important. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. Send the invitation out. I haven't heard back.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, he's... I think a lot of domains participation would enrich our practical use, and that's why I commented that way.
Okay. So just to kind of summarize where we're at here, we have the co-chairs for the summit. We have track champions we have at least one track, one champion for each track. We're still seeking an initial co-champion for tracks 3 and 4. We have finalized the tracks. So the other thing to do here would be having an organizing committee meeting.
Excuse me, Michael. Yeah. One other thing, I mean, we've not officially tracks, but quasi tracks. We're like the support track.
Oh.
You know, and kind of the editorial backup track. I'm not sure what how we characterize that.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just look that up.
People to facilitate the administration and production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're kind of like logistics tracks. Let's see. Let me pull that up. Right. Yeah, we had the community library. We had the hackathon. We had the survey. The website. And public relations and all that kind of stuff. True. I guess, yeah, so we had additional tracks kind of related to, well, I guess the, let's see, hackathon, community library, production of sessions. Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that today.
It's just let people know that those roles are available, and we'll you know promote it in email in case they're interested. I think we had like a track M. Let's see, I forget what character R and M. So R for outreach.
Oh yeah, right.
And M for program management. But we also had this kind of track F, communique and publications, which the leads devolved to the co-champions, to the co-chairs of the summit. But then we also had separate co-champions that assisted the lead editors.
Right. Well, but I think last year also it was actually the summit co-chairs that wrote the communique.
Yes, they did. It's just that Todd and Francesca assisted.
Right. Maybe that's something that, so the organizing committee meeting would be, say, January. January 9th. And at that meeting, the people, the track co-champions and anybody that's interested in helping to organize the summit would be meeting on the 9th, and we would pin down things like the schedule, which tracks are presenting on which days, making sure that everyone has speakers lined up, and discussing these additional tracks.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. I think in the past we had these at 11 o'clock Eastern time or something like that.
So it's like 11 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
Eastern time. Yeah. Leo mentioned like also the public relations, the outreach, and as John Morris just put in here, is there a Twitter champion? So Ontology Summit has a Twitter account. I think it's Ontology Summit is the name of the account.
Thanks, folks. I'm signing off. Nice seeing everyone.
Thanks, Ravi. Thanks, Ravi. Does anyone remember the... I'm pretty sure Ontology Summit is the Twitter account.
Yeah, I don't recall. I think Amanda.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So I guess so, John. I guess like we're all tasked. I mean, so whoever would be the champion for public relations and outreach and communications would maybe take a leadership role in terms of making sure tweets are being made. But I guess in a sense, we all should be contributing with our own little individual Twitter accounts. All 4.5 of my followers could be retweeting.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I just got an email back from Ani Lucier. He has actually sent email to George and Fuad to see what their reply is, and then he'll said that he will send, you know, he'll get back to me.
Okay.
Is NITRD.
Right. Okay, so how does this sound then? So so we have much of the organizing committee in place now. The summit kickoff session will be on January 15th, 2015, and the organizing committee meeting will be held 6 days earlier, January 9th. And see, at that session, we will just kind of make sure that we have everything all set up and kind of pin down the master schedule, pin down the dates of the symposium, the location of the symposium, so all that can be announced on the 15th. Sound okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so if anybody else has anything to say, all right, so the people who have volunteered to be track co-champions, start brainstorming on what your scope is going to be for your track. Start brainstorming on who potential speakers could be for your track, and maybe even reach out to some of these people to see if they'd be willing to. And The actual dates when your track sessions will be, that will be something we determine at the first organizing committee meeting on January 9th. The idea being that if you can identify who your speakers are going to be and they're, if they can only be available on a particular date, it's first come, first served for those available dates. So everyone can start doing the brainstorming for those ideas. Sound good? So thank you everyone for your contributions. This was a very productive session. It's a very exciting topic and really looking forward to everything. So have a good holiday break. It's very Christmassy here in Toronto with 6 inches of snow and counting.
Wow.
That nor'easter came a bit too far west for my liking, but have a good break and talk to everybody. I say talk to the organizing committee on January 9th and see everybody at the summit kickoff session on January 15th.
Okay.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.